This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are almost 13 million people out of work in this country, but still you hear companies complain they can't find job applicants with the right set of talents. Find a solution to what's called the skills gap, and everybody wins, businesses and people. Youth Radio's Sarah Quevedo reports on a company trying to do just that.
2 years ago, Brianna Scales says she was stuck between a dead-end job painting kids' faces at a theme park while trying to get through college.
If I had to work a lot, I wouldn't be able to do my homework. And if I had to go to school and do my homework, I wouldn't be able to afford rent.
Today, however, 23-year-old Scales has a job she loves at the San Francisco-based video game company Zynga, the Willy Wonka's chocolate factory of tech companies.
Ginger ale, ginger pop, ginger beer, beer bubbles, bubble aid, bubble cola, double bubble burpa-cola.
Well, maybe it's not that fantastical, but I'm talking arcades, themed kitchens on every floor, and a giant light-up tunnel at the entrance. Her offices are enough to make me lose my composure.
Like, my head is spinning. Like, I feel like it would take me months and months to get over how awesome this space is.
Yeah, it's still, every time I come in, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Zynga's portfolio of insanely popular games includes Words with Friends and Cityville, which is the project that Scales works on, doing something called Quality Assurance, or QA.
I had no idea that QA even existed, but once I had the experience inside of the company, then I knew that this is something I really like to do, and this is pretty much my life right now.
Scales says she's like a literary editor, except instead of reading a book and looking for bad grammar, she plays Zynga's video games and documents glitches before the games go public. So how did she go from painting faces at a theme park to working in high tech? It was thanks to a program called Year Up.
We help young adults learn skills in fields that we think will be expanding as the economy moves forward.
Gerald Chertavian is the founder of Year Up.
Very sadly, for many of our young adults, their potential can often be limited by their zip code or by the bank balance of one of their parents, or indeed by the color of their skin.
Year Up trains low-income 18 to 25-year-olds in 9 cities across the U.S. to work in corporate America. The second half of the year-long program is a paid internship at companies like JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Google.
We were able to speak with a senior executive in a corporation and say, if we could show you a pipeline of pre-trained, pre-screened, cost-effective talent, would you be interested?
But for students to even reach their internships, they first have to complete 6 months of rigorous classroom training. There, they learn things like IT desktop support and bug reporting, in addition to some less technical stuff, like how to send professional emails, shake someone's hand, or how to speak up during a meeting. In other words, Year Up interns learn how to walk the walk. And they wear the right shoes and slacks for it, too.
I feel uncomfortable now wearing jeans.
24-year-old Christian Ramos is a Year Up intern at LinkedIn. He's wearing a pressed shirt, gray cardigan, and a pink tie. He sticks out among the Silicon Valley techies in their t-shirts and jeans. Ramos is an in-house IT guy. His job is to help LinkedIn employees who have problems with their mobile phones. Standing at his workstation, he reads through a job ticket from a worker who just lost his cell phone.
The policy is that he has to notify us right away. It's a lot of important information on there, and we need to make sure that we get that cleared up before anybody gets their hands on it.
Ramos has impressed his bosses. They've offered him a job once he completes his Year Up internship next month. And he's loosening up in order to fit into the work-hard, play-hard culture at LinkedIn. When he transitions to full-time, Ramos plans on losing the tie. In San Francisco, I'm Sarah Quevedo for Marketplace.
Sarah's piece was produced for us by our friends at Youth Radio and their new Options Desk. Those are stories of how young adults can get work.